It is Sunday, August 4th. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Good morning.
Want to talk about food?
Of course. It's my favorite thing to talk about.
It's one of my favorite things to talk about. You can't tell it by Christina, who's 8 feet tall and weighs 12 pounds. I, however, am 12 inches tall and weigh 800 pounds.
Kyle will vouch for me. That I talk about food a lot.
Yes, okay. you're a fan of food, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, every week in What's Up, we profile a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's not a review. It's just a little something interesting about a place that's new or different or sometimes venerable. And I thought I found a place that was new. Then I found out it was venerable.
Ah.
Okay, what is it?
Rivertown Barbecue in Ozark.
Now, you asked me about this.
Oh.
And I told you that I'd eaten there some time ago. And isn't it right there on the river with the railroad tracks behind it?
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And there's also a great story. The owners are named Pam and Kevin Doyle. And they were babies, like 19 and 21, when they started driving moving vans for a living. From Southern California, she didn't even own a winter coat. Their first run was to Maine, and she had to stop and buy a coat. And so they did this for a very long time, because now they've been married 40 years. They decided about 10 or 11 years ago that they really wanted to stop doing that. They wanted to quit living out of a suitcase. They found this building just off the square in Ozark, and they bought it. And they turned it into a barbecue restaurant.
And a pretty good one at that.
They knew nothing about barbecue. They
really?
Learned. Not a thing.
Now, wait. They knew nothing about it when they bought the building? Or they learned about it then bought the building?
No. They bought the building.
Okay.
They learned about it. They opened. The first day they were open, they sold out of everything and couldn't open the next day.
Wow, so they learned pretty well, it sounds like.
I bet they've eaten a lot of barbecue. Traveling from Southern California all the way to Maine, you probably...
You know what you like, at least. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, they also learned that consistency was important because they said they ate at a lot of places that were great when they were new. Hmm. And when they went back by there 3 months later, they were horrible.
Ah.
So, yeah, they figured it out. And now they make their own rub, their own barbecue sauce, their own potato salad, their own spicy Rivertown beans, their own... salad dressing, all their own desserts. Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Pie?
I had cheesecake, actually.
Okay.
That had a caramel pecan layer above the graham cracker crust, and then caramel drizzled on top, and whipped cream.
Mm.
Why are we sitting here talking? Oh, wait, they're not open on Sunday. That's why we're sitting here talking. And it looks like the outside of the building, they've expanded from one little building to four, from like three or four employees to 27 or 28, which makes them one of the biggest employers in Ozark.
Interesting.
And when they quit counting, Pam says that they had served about 500 people between 4 and 8 o'clock every night.
Whoa.
How big is Ozark?
Oh, several thousand.
Okay. But they're getting business from Fort Smith, Van Buren, Fayetteville, Little Rock. Yeah, they couldn't survive on Ozark alone. But it's amazing. And you should check out our little restaurant stories every week and find these places. Or let me do it for you. Wait, there's a good idea.
Don't go until Becca tells you.
They're open from 11 to 2 and 4 to 8 Tuesday through Friday. And then all day from 11 to 8 on Saturday. You can't miss them if you hit the square in Ozark. And they're on the web at Rivertown with an E, BBQ. Also this afternoon, it's drop-in drawing at Crystal Bridges from 1 to 4. The Crawford County Chronicles is today at the Drennan Scott Historic Site in Van Buren at 2 o'clock. I'm betting they're full up.
I would call
and check at 262-2750. And Peter Pan is on stage at the Lyric Theater in Harrison, presented by the Theater Company and the Ozark Arts Council. And tickets for that are $8 to $18. And, of course, don't forget at 2 o'clock, The King and I at Rogers Little Theater.
What do you have to do to make Tinkerbell live? What are you supposed to do? Isn't there an interactive part where you're supposed to snap?
You have to say
don't you
something.
Clap your hands?
Do you
something.
Clap your hands? Okay. Something.
Well, we'll figure this out.
We don't want to give it away. Mm-hmm. Go find out for yourself at the Lyric Theater.
Exactly.
2011 census, Ozark, Arkansas, 3,669 people.
Okay. Thanks, Becca and Kyle. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.